All right. And take two. We're going to start this podcast over. You know why we're going to start it over? Because it ain't going to record itself. Oh my gosh, this gets even better and better. The more I look, the better it gets. So it's not like a woman, because the more you look at a woman, the worse they get. Well, she's really cute from a distance, and I got up close and talked to her. Now 17 seconds later, I wish she'd go away. Why did I do this to myself? Oh yeah, because I'm a moron. You can scream and shout with all your might. You can scream, shout, fuck. Screwed that up. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Okay, we are not off to a good start this time. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong. And I am right. You are welcome, my friends. You are welcome. Yes, this year it is. It is the great one himself, the founder, Cynical Libertarian Society, on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 18 years, who is right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong. And this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys motherfucking statists all around the world. And today, the statists we're going to be destroying are, of course, journalists and the morons that they report upon. Because we're jumping back into the news here from Rapid City in the Rapid City Journal. We're going back in time, April 29th, 2023. It's October the 7th. I started all this. You can go, if you missed the previous episodes, you can go back, you can find them. I'm finally going back and picking up on all this. You're saying, well, great one. Weren't you reading listener comments and making fun of the manosphere, and then you got sidetracked with freaking mud shark women who get killed by colored? But yeah. Don't worry. I'll get back to the manosphere stuff. I'll get back to that. But I just need to do something a little different today. Need to have a little bit of fun. Also, just want to get these newspapers out of my fucking face and just want to do something different. And I'm drinking some wine, Mythical Beast red wine from Firehouse Brewing. Firehouse is this place here in Rapid City. They have a restaurant, which is meh. And they have a brewery, and they make some beers, which are meh. And then they have a winery, and they make some wines, which are pretty good. And this one here, the Mythical Beast, it's very sweet red wine, which I like. So I've got a bottle of that, and I'm going to kill that today. Because once I open a bottle of wine, you know, people, I like my wine in a box because it doesn't go bad after you open it. If I open a bottle of wine, I drink the entire bottle. If I'm not going to drink the entire bottle of wine, I don't open it. So it's like, well, I'm going to light a cigar, I'm going to smoke the whole fucking thing. You don't light the cigar and smoke a little bit and then finish the rest 2 weeks later. I don't need my wine in a box so that it stays fresh. It's not a maxi pad. All right. Get myself situated here. And let us get on with the news. Rapid City Journal, Saturday, April 29th, 2023. Former officer gets 60, you may recall, or you may not recall, from the previous series, we are on a little bit of a trend there. There was a trending topic in the news here in Rapid City and in South Dakota as a whole. And I declare that I may have discovered what the state pastime of South Dakota is. And that would be child pornography. Well, the trend continues. Former officer gets 16 years in child porn case. A former correctional officer at the Juvenile Detention Center in Kyle was sentenced to 16 years in federal prison Friday for taking videos of two underage girls in the facility's showers. In other words, he was put in prison for doing the same thing that women do all the time on their OnlyFans account. The only thing he did wrong was that he stole from these girls the potential profit they could have made from posting this on their OnlyFans. So, a juvenile detention center. Here's the thing. Anybody who works at a juvenile detention center is questionable because people gravitate, evil people gravitate to places where they can allow their depravities or their desires to manifest, right? People who want power over others and want to blackmail and manipulate, they gravitate to politics and law enforcement. Women who want to get impregnated with what they perceive to be alpha sperm, right? Rapists, murderers, thugs, drug dealers, arsonists, sociopaths, because these girls didn't have fathers who taught them, you know, what an actual man is and how to distinguish the difference between alpha, which, yes, I know the word alpha is kind of meaningless. We're not fucking doing semantics. Just go with it right now. Okay, just fucking go with it. Because they didn't have fathers to teach them the difference between alpha and asshole. And so they gravitate to criminals. What do? They get jobs as prison guards, as social workers. And if you're a grown man and you want to have sex with children, well, what kind of job are you going to gravitate to? Juvenile detention center. Because you're going to get kids in there that are already fucked up. And it doesn't matter which ginger of kids you want to have sex with, boys or girls, right? The kids come, they're going to be fucked up mentally, emotionally. And if you do something to, if you have sex with one and they go and they rat out on you, you're going to say, well, who are you going to believe? This 16-year-old criminal or me? And of course, because all the other people working at the juvenile detention center are also working there because they're perverts and megalomaniacs and they want to have power over other people, well, they're going to take your side because, of course, they expect you to take their side when they get reported for doing something to a 15-year-old. So juvenile detention centers shouldn't even exist because parents should be raising their children. And because juvenile detention centers are magnets for pedophiles and just generally scumbag. Just because you want to have power and treat children like shit doesn't necessarily mean you want to have sex with them. Now, what's also interesting, this person's name is, where's his fucking name? So I fuck it up. Shane Begay. I looked this up on the internet because I wanted to find out if Shane Begay is a white man or something else. And I found some other Shane Begays on the internet, pictures of them, and they're almost all American Indians. Every article I found that was actually about this Shane Begay. Because, you know, you just find a picture, a Google image search that says Shane Begay. Well, I don't know if that, and yes, you're a great one. It has a link to the article or something. No, none of them had a link to any articles about this. It's just articles about Shane Begay. One of them is like some kind of official in Indian Bureau of Affairs or something. But anyhow, like some kind of politician or political appointee guy. I don't think that's him. But I could not find any picture of this Shane Begay that I could directly trace back to this news story so that I could say with certainty that's a picture of the guy we're talking about here. So I don't know if Shane Begay is a white guy or if he's an American Indian. The American Indian part will become more relevant later in this series. All right, quote, the message has to be sent that this is completely intolerable behavior, unquote, unless girls are taking videos of themselves in the shower and putting them on OnlyFans for people to pay money to look at, in which case it is completely okay. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Viken said before sentencing 45-year-old Shane Begay to two consecutive eight-year sentences, one for each receipt of child pornography count. He didn't receive child pornography. He filmed child pornography. Just saying, those are different. Begay, who worked at the center for 5 years, placed a phone inside a clear plastic bag and positioned it in the shower at the detention center once in September 2021 and once in October 2021, according to court documents and testimony at the sentencing hearing. How did a girl not notice a cell phone in a plastic bag in the shower? Have you ever seen a girlfriend who could not notice and recognize a girlfriend? Did I say girlfriend? Have you ever seen a girl who could not notice and recognize a cell phone? Each time the camera was strategically pointed, well, I would hope so. If you just randomly threw it in there, that would be stupid. Each time the camera was strategically pointed to capture the pubic and buttocks area of the girls, the most interesting part of a girl. Yes, that if there's any part of a girl I could capture, it would be the pubic and buttocks region. If I could just get that part of the girl, capture that part, let the rest run wild. Especially the part, you know, right under their nose where the noise comes out. If we could let that part just go way the fuck over there, that would be fantastic. If I could just capture the good part. Each time the camera was strategically pointed to capture the pubic and buttock areas of the girls, a 13-year-old on the first occasion and a 16-year-old on the second. Okay, look. 16-year-old, I can understand. 13. All right, now we're in euthanasia territory. You're, no, 13. Let's give the guy 16 years in federal prison where the taxpayers can, you know, pay for him to exist. How about we just put him to sleep? 13. I mean, granted, that's not up there with the 18-year-old kid. I read the story to you guys about who fucking raped the 3-year-old, who should certainly be euthanized, the 18-year-old boy, not the 3-year-old girl. 13. Man, if you show me pictures and she's a really hot 13-year-old who's physically developed, I might give you a pass, but man, you're really pushing it on 13-year-olds. The video of the 13-year-old was about 12 minutes long. What's she doing in the shower for 12 minutes? How much fuck, how fat is she? How does it, what has she got that it takes 12 minutes to wash? Get your ass in there. I mean, as I've talked about before, I've seen women's hygiene. It's not very good. They don't clean their bodies. What the fuck is she doing in the shower for 12 minutes? Wait a minute. I know what she might have been doing in the shower for 12 minutes. Maybe that's why he kept the video. Because remember, so we have these two videos that he supposedly filmed. How many videos did he film that he deleted? Maybe I do know why she was in the shower for 12 minutes. Maybe I know why he kept the video. Second video was almost 7 minutes long. I mean, 7-minute shower, especially if you're a 16-year-old girl. I can understand that one. Surveillance footage of the October 2021 incident showed Begay going into the shower area before retrieving the 16-year-old from her cell, according to a factual basis statement Begay signed as part of his plea deal. After the girl was done showering, he returned to the showers. Begay's common law wife at the time, I thought in South Dakota we didn't have common law marriage. I could be wrong. I just heard that. If we don't have common law marriage, how does he have a common law wife? Maybe you can opt in to having a common law wife? I don't know why anyone would do that. If he did that, he really deserves punishment. If this is an opt-in type thing, he should go to prison a lot longer for this than for taking videos of these fucking girls. Begay's common law wife at the time, so she's gone apparently, at the time, you know, that his common law wife that week, I don't know, his common law wife at the time found the videos on his phone, which is number one, you should always keep your child pornography on your cell phone because that makes it absolutely impossible for you to say it belongs to someone else. And secondly, you should always make sure that your common law wife has access to your cell phone so that she can look through your phone for any incriminating evidence to use against you when she's pissed off at you. Yes, this guy is obviously a fucking genius. By the way, so he works at the juvenile detention center. He's putting the camera in the shower. Dude, you work there. Did you not know that the juvenile detention center has surveillance cameras? I work at this place. I know for a fact there's surveillance cameras. I think I'll record some child porn at the place I work where there are surveillance cameras. So this is the intelligence, seriously, this is the intelligence of someone who works at the juvenile detention center. I will let my common law wife have access to my cell phone where I have stored my child pornography, which I filmed at the place I work where I know for a fact they have surveillance cameras. This is the intelligence level of a government employee. This is financed with my tax money. The more I think about it, the more I'm on board with euthanizing this guy. Not because of the child porn specifically, but because of everything around it. Like I said, filming a 16-year-old taking a shower, I really cannot muster any indignation. And I looked the word up and it does mean what I think. I can't muster any indignation over that at all because half of these 16-year-olds are filming themselves naked on their OnlyFans. The 13-year-old and all the rest of it, yeah, you just need to be put to sleep. But no, he's going to get 16 years of being supported by my tax money. Begay's common law wife found the videos on his phone, prompting an FBI investigation, and ultimately Begay's arrest in Rapid City in December 2021. Took until April 2023 to actually get through all of this. There's your speedy trial. FBI Special Agent Jeremy Ewan visited the detention center and confirmed that the showers matched the setting in the videos. So that means Special Agent Jeremy Ewan watched the videos, which means he watched child pornography. Is he going to prison as well? Did he get this job so that he could look at child pornography legally? Does he have copies of these? Did he have to take the videos home to study them to make sure the showers were the same? The agent also interviewed both girls. I bet he did. Who confirmed they were in the respective videos. The 13-year-old girl's mother spoke to the court at Begay's sentencing. She said her daughter, who now lives out of state, is, quote, traumatized really, really bad, unquote, because she did not get any revenue or fiscal compensation from the advertising on the nudie video of her in the shower, unlike she gets the compensation for all of her OnlyFans videos. She said the girl attempted suicide last fall. All girls attempt suicide. Do you know any girls under the age of 20, over the age of 20, who have not attempted suicide? This is what women do, especially when they're young, to get attention. They've all attempted suicide. She said the girl attempted suicide last fall, is afraid people with phones are recording her. Well, everybody has a phone, so she's going to be a social cripple for the rest of her life. And distrust men who are nice to her. Well, she should, be if you're a woman and a man is being nice to you, it's because he wants to have sex with you. Trust me, we're not being nice to you because we like you, because we don't. You're a pain in the ass. You're really fucking annoying. And when you're 13, any man who's being nice to you when you're 13 is definitely a pedophile. Because a 13-year-old girl is too old to be like a little girl who's like cute and, oh, you can play with her and she's got her Barbie and you're like, what's Barbie going to do today, you know? And you can have fun, like with an 8-year-old girl, like, oh, okay, 8-year-old, they're cute. And you'd be like, oh, hey, oh, that's a night. You know, see your Barbie, what's your doll's name? Okay. And like a 16-year-old girl, you can try to bang. But 13 is this zone between 8 and 16 that there's nothing there. She's not old enough to hit on. She's not old enough to flirt with. She's not old enough to fuck. And she's too old to be cute. She's too old to be fun. Like an 8-year-old hasn't started delving into feminism and started thinking about what tattoos she wants to get and be like, I think I'd like to dye my hair green and shit like that. She's 8. Even though her parents these days are trying to fuck her up and put her on hormone blockers and tell her that cutting her tits off would be a good thing, she still isn't completely fucked up in the head yet. She's too young, and thus she's still fun. You can have fun with her. Not sex. Great, well, do you mean sex? No, I don't mean sex, retard. I mean fun. Okay? 16, by this point, she's fucked up in the head, or she's not fucked up in the head. She's developing a little bit of personality, and she may or may not be fuckable. Okay? 13, no, you got neither of those. It's just a weird fucking void that no sane man should go anywhere near 13-year-old girls. The woman said her daughter told her about a correctional officer who is being nice to her and giving her extra supplies. Okay. And that correctional officer wanted to have sex with her because he was also a pedophile. That's why he was giving her extra supplies. Speaking as a man, you do not give. First of all, you don't give things to a woman at all. Unless you want to have sex with her. Secondly, you don't give a woman anything extra. Unless you want to have sex with her. Unless you're giving her an extra pounding in the face with a brick because she's a chubby white SJW. Quote, I don't think she's going to recover from this. I hope you feel sorry for it. Unquote. Begay expressed his remorse before the mother, who was experiencing car trouble, had arrived at the courthouse. He said that he was, quote, here to take accountability, unquote. Quote, I wish I could address the people that I hurt and tell them I'm sorry and for their forgiveness. That's what it says. It says, I'm sorry and for their forgiveness. I mean, you can. Oh my God, there's so much. I'm just looking at the, as I'm flipping the page, because I got to flip to the next page to keep reading. There's so much. My God, I'd forgotten how fucked up the world is. When Viken asked Begay why he committed the crimes, he wasn't able to provide a specific answer. Quote, I can't really say why, unquote, Begay said. I have no idea at all. Why I recorded a 13-year-old girl taking a shower and a 16-year-old girl taking a shower. I have no idea. I can't figure it out. Now, setting aside the obvious thing we could say, well, he's a pedophile and he's a pervert and all this stuff. You know, he wanted something to jack off to. Here's something. Could we see a picture of his common law wife at the time? I mean, how fat and unattractive is this woman? I mean, if the woman you're fucking is really, really hot and you have a good time fucking her, it's a lot less likely you're going to be interested in going to the place where you work that has surveillance cameras and sticking your cell phone in a plastic bag and putting it in the shower and recording videos of 13-year-old girls in the shower for 12 minutes or however long she was in there. I mean, I can think of some reasons why he could have done this. Adding, he never thought that he would do something, quote, like this, unquote, especially because he is a father. He is not a father. He may or may not have impregnated a woman. The child may not be his. Did you have paternity testing? He may have impregnated a woman. He is not a father. And was a member of law enforcement. No, members of law enforcement are just as likely as members of any other profession to be sociopaths, pedophiles, rapists, murderers, psychos, whatever. So we have any statistics on this, like the percentage of law enforcement officers who are pedophiles, and then like the percentage of doctors who are pedophiles and the percentage of plumbers who are pedophiles? I mean, I think it would be higher in law enforcement only because, again, and not just pedophiles, but sociopaths of all type, your rapists, your arsonists, your murderers, your sociopaths, whatever, they're going to gravitate towards that because once you're in, you've got the protection of that community. You've got the protection of the badge. Once again, someone comes out, well, that guy raped me. Well, he's a police officer. He's been on the force for 20 years. He's got a clean record. We all know him. The police who would investigate the crime of you raping someone are going to take your side. Some of them are going to take your side because they're also rapists and they know which side their bread is buttered on. And the other ones are going to take their side because they actually believe their own propaganda about the thin blue line and how the police are here to protect and serve and all that other horse shit. And police officers, much like women, have suffered believing their own propaganda. And that's the dumbest thing you can do is to believe your own propaganda, right? It's one thing to come on the internet and say that you're right and you've always been right, you'll always be right, and you've never been wrong, right? It's another thing to actually believe your own propaganda, right? You come on the internet and say that your red pill ring tells women that they're not going to get your resources. I mean, you can say that as a sales tactic, but if you start to believe your own propaganda, right, you can go on the internet and you can say you're strong and independent and you can post photographs you took of your asshole. But if you start to believe you're strong and independent, never, never, never. You can go on the internet and you can claim that you are rational and that you are the godfather of the manosphere. But when you start trying to get naked pictures of half-breed girls and you start believing your own propaganda, quote, it was a complete lapse in my judgment, unquote, Begay said. The judge disagreed, quote, there's no mistake in doing this a second time, unquote, Viken said. Both the government and Viken noted the abuse of power on Begay's part. Viken said the power Begay had over the victims was, quote, absolute, unquote, and what he did was, quote, exactly the opposite course of your oath, unquote. Yes, and that's why and how he was able to do it, because he had absolute power over these kids at this juvenile detention center. Because without the government, where would flat places on the ground come from? We wouldn't need this if we had parenting, if we had intact families. But we don't want to have intact families, because if you have an intact family and people have bonds with each other, they're not going to spend as much time watching television. They're not going to have as many voids in their soul and their emotions to fill, which they will fill by buying things. and thus we have destroyed the family in order to promote consumerism. This is but one of the results. Assistant U.S. Attorney Sarah Collins, a woman who cares, was prosecuting the case. She said she had a hard time thinking of more vulnerable victims. Collins asked the judge to, quote, send a message. Women always want men to send a message for them. Girls, why don't you send your own messages? Why do you always need men to send your message for you? Send your own fucking message, you goddamn. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you too busy posting on your OnlyFans? You didn't have time to send any messages? Send a message to the community and the girls that such a violation of trust will be taken seriously, quote, so these girls know this matters, unquote. She asked for consecutive sentences within federal guidelines to account for the harm done to both girls. You know, here's an interesting thing. If he'd have raped them, he'd have probably gotten less time in prison. Because then Sarah Collins would have been like, oh, he's a rapist. I sure wish he'd impregnate me. Guys, either go big or don't go. Don't waste your... Look at Epstein. Look how long he got along. He walks into a room. Hey, everybody, I just came from getting a hand job from a 14-year-old. Nobody blinks an eye. Don't... If you're going to do something stupid like this, guys, go big. Just go big. Don't try to be subtle about it. Go big. Based on a number of factors, including Begay's position of authority, federal sentencing guidelines suggested Viken sentence Begay to anywhere from 17.5 years to 21 years. Guidelines are designed to promote uniformity in federal sentencing, but are not binding on judges. Begay's defense attorney, Ellie Bastron, a woman with the Federal Public Defender's Office in Rapid City, asked the judge to sentence Begay to the mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison. Bastron acknowledged the seriousness of the offense, but noticed her client had no other child pornography in his possession. Well, Your Honor, he doesn't have any other child porn. Your Honor, you can't find the dead bodies of any other people I killed. You didn't have any other child porn. He didn't film any other 13-year-olds. I mean, that we know about. Something she would have expected in a case like this, in a case like his. Quote, it's these two dates, she said, calling his actions, quote, completely out of character behavior, unquote. Quote, 5 years is a pretty serious deprivation of his liberty for someone who has never been incarcerated, unquote, Bastron said. He's never been to prison. This is woman logic. Well, he's never been to prison before, so we wouldn't want to send him to prison for very long. Right, women should be lawyers. This is great lawyering. I mean, honestly, how do you lawyer in defense of this shit? I don't know. The defense attorney also noted Begay was remorseful. That doesn't fucking matter. And deleted the files. If he deleted the files, how are people capable of looking at them? What do you mean he deleted the files after he got caught? I mean, unless he's really stupid, I would hope that he attempted to delete. If he deleted the files, how did this other FBI agent watch the video to confirm the shower is the same as the shower in the facility where he works? Does he understand what deleting a file is? So obviously he did not delete the files. So when you say that he deleted the files, that's a lie. Why are people stupid? Oh, wait, it's a woman. Collins took issue with the statement and stated Bagley deleted the files only after his wife found them and before the FBI seized his phone and interviewed him. But the FBI looked at the videos to confirm the shower was the same. That's what it says, which means he couldn't have deleted the files. If he deleted the files after his wife saw it, then basically it would be the wife's word versus his word. If the files were deleted, there would be no evidence other than the surveillance camera evidence of him going into the shower before the girl went into the shower and then going into the shower after the girl went into the shower. So if the files were deleted, what evidence of child pornography existing is this case actually based on? Is the journalist who wrote this retarded? Are the lawyers that are being interviewed, are they retarded? Is everybody retarded? This is not consistent. This is not internally consistent. This does not make sense. This is why women should be property. If women were property, none of this would have been a problem. If women were the property, and women of the ages of 13 and 16 were the property of their fathers, none of this would be a problem because neither of these girls would be in juvenile detention because when they fucked up, their father would have dealt with the situation. Just like your car is a flat tire, you change the tire, okay? Your bathroom needs painting, you paint the bathroom. If the door to your shed breaks, you replace the door. If your daughter fucks up, you correct her. That when you have property and the property breaks, you fix it. When women are strong and independent and can do anything they want to do because you go girl, girl boss, bodily autonomy, this is what you get. This is why I have no sympathy for anyone. I have sympathy for Begay. I have sympathy for these girls. I have sympathy for their mothers. I have sympathy for these fucking whore-ass lawyers. I have sympathy for no one. No one involved in this. You're all idiots. Every goddamn one of you. Thanks to a plea deal, which Viken called, quote, a huge break, unquote, Begay faced a much lower sentence than he would have under his original charges of producing and possessing child pornography. The two production counts have mandatory 15-year minimums. He pleaded guilty February 2nd to the two counts of receipt of child pornography, which have mandatory minimums of 5 years. A, quote, substantial act of leniency in your favor, unquote, Viken said. So it's a heinous crime, but we're going to let him get off on lesser charges. Right, we're really sending a message here. After completing his time in the Bureau of Prisons custody, Begay will have to register as a sex offender. Oh, you mean kind of like the black guy who killed the chubby white social justice warrior had to register as a sex offender and just didn't bother to do it, and spend 5 years under supervision. All right, same newspaper. Man gets 6.5 years for child porn and assault. A Somerset man who barricaded himself in a Rapid City restaurant bathroom with a pistol when U.S. Marshals tried to arrest him for child pornography charges. A Somerset man who barricaded himself in a Rapid City restaurant bathroom with a pistol when U.S. Marshals tried to arrest him for child pornography charges was sentenced to 6.5 years in prison on April 21st. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Viken, where have we heard that name before, sentenced 24-year-old Caleb Wayne Cook, that sounds like a white guy, to the mandatory minimum of 5 years. Boy, we're really skirting the minimums. Child pornography is a heinous crime, and we're just flirting with the minimum sentences here, aren't we? the minimum of 5 years for a receipt of child pornography conviction and 1.5 years for assaulting a federal officer. Now, personally, I think he should get 1.5 years off of his 5-year sentence for assaulting a federal officer. According to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Rapid City, Cook used the internet, oh my God, between September 2016 and December 2021 to access OnlyFans, where women were posting pictures of their titties. Oh no, it doesn't say that. To download images of child pornography to his Dropbox and other devices. I'm going to download some child porn to my Dropbox, which is not secure, and which is owned by a corporation, which you know goddamn well is looking at everything inside your Dropbox. People are dumb, they keep getting dumber. People are dumb in the USA. An investigation into Cook began when the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children referred a cyber tip submitted by Dropbox. I haven't read this since back when I picked up this newspaper in April. Did I not just say Dropbox looks at what's in your fucking Dropbox? The company is looking at what you have in there? Did I not just say that? A cyber tip submitted by Dropbox to the South Dakota Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Well, how could Dropbox Corporation send a tip to them if they didn't know what's in your Dropbox? Like, are you people, yes, you are retarded. Do not put your child porn in your fucking Dropbox. ICAC tracked the image to an IP address in Somerset where Cook lived with his parents and brother. 24 years old, still lives at home. Oh, wait, it's 2023. That's actually normal nowadays. There I go, thinking like an old person again. After executing search warrants on the Dropbox and then at the home, December 13th, 2021, ICAC agents found over 200 images and over 300 videos of child pornography. The first batch of videos found in the Dropbox account totaled over 22 hours. Yeah, it took those agents 2 days to watch all of those. Some of the agents had to upgrade their Dropbox account in order to have enough room to save all the videos. You know, because you might need to watch them again. You know, to verify that the shower in the video is the same as the shower at the place. The content included infants. 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 Toddlers. And bondage. Now remember, there are those out there who will tell you, oh, this stuff of pedophiles and children, is that's not real. Balenciaga and Pizzagate, none of that's real. That's not really happening. Let's talk about trafficking women. Let's talk about how Andrew Tate, he's trafficking women. But as soon as it comes to child pornography, not 16-year-olds, not even 13-year-olds, infants and toddlers and bondage. Oh, that's just right-wing conspiracy. Right. Right. let's focus on Andrew Tate. And let's completely ignore this. Infants, toddlers, and bondage. Did we make any, did any of the billions and billions of dollars of money the federal government is printing and shitting down holes, did any of that money get used to maybe figure out who produced all of these pictures and videos? No, because you know why? Because most of it was probably made by Jews. Let's go focus on Andrew Tate, because he's the real danger here. The content included infants, toddlers, and bondage. Cook admitted to receiving and sending links to files over the internet. He was indicted for receipt and possession of child pornography March 17, 2022. On April 11, 2022, two deputy U.S. Marshals attempted to arrest Cook at a restaurant in Rapid City where he worked. Now hold on. He was indicted on March the 17th, and they tried to arrest him on April 11th. What the fuck were they doing between March 17th and April the 11th? Combing through the 22 hours of videos to see if the bath, to see if the showers matched or something? Attempted to arrest Cook at a restaurant in Rapid City where he worked. The marshals spoke with the restaurant manager and asked if they could talk to Cook outside the back door. When the marshals tried to arrest Cook, he pulled away, reached into his right front pants, and pulled out a black handgun. Black handgun? Wait, is that racist? You didn't capitalize the word black. After racking the slide... Wow, this is like a script from an action movie. You know, The Rock racks the slide. After racking the slide, he put it against his own temple. Okay. Oh, God. No. Okay. So you're going to arrest the guy who's looking at pictures of infants in bondage. And he pulls out a gun and sticks it up to his own head and says, if you come any closer, I'm going to shoot myself. I'm like, okay. And I start walking towards him. I mean, okay, is this real? I can't tell anymore. Is this real or is this satire? After racking the slide, he put it against his own temple. Bringing the gun with him, Cook ran into the restaurant through the kitchen and through the public dining area before hiding in the men's restroom. Okay, dude, you should have gone into the women's restroom. Nobody would think to look for a man in the women's restroom. I mean, the women's restroom is the most sacred place on earth. Men never go into there. My God, this is fucking fantastic. The marshals then called in the Pennington County Rapid City Special Response Team and their negotiators. Hold on. Okay. Remember our running theme around this podcast is that police officers and law enforcement in general are mostly a bunch of pussies? Like, what was it? 91 minutes it took for them to go into school, or 71 minutes, or what? I forget the number now, but it was funny as hell at the time. So you got a 24-year-old guy who looks at actual child porn, okay? Not 16-year-olds, not even 13-year-olds in the shower, actual babies, infants, and toddlers in bondage. The guy pulls out a gun, sticks it to his own head, and runs and hides in the bathroom. It says U.S. Marshals attempted to arrest Cook. Marshals plural. That means at least two of them. So we've got two U.S. Marshals who make how much money a year are not able to get one 24-year-old pedophile out of a bathroom without help from the Pennington County Rapid City Special Response Team. Two grown-ass fucking men can't get a 24-year-old fucktard out of a bathroom. I'd have just fucking walked through the goddamn door, walked right up to him, grabbed the son of a bitch and punched him in the face. And how many fucking law enforcement officers did it take? After 30 minutes of negotiation, Cook came out of the restroom, leaving the 380 caliber Ruger LCP and its holster on the bathroom sink. 30 minutes of negotiating. Walk in the goddamn door, kick the guy in the fucking nuts, knock the gun out of his hand, punch him in the fucking face. Done. Jesus goddamn fucking Christ. The magazine was on the floor with five bullets in it. On January 18th, Cook pleaded guilty to receipt of child pornography and assault on a federal officer for pulling the gun out. So just pulling a gun out is assault. He didn't even assault these guys. He pulled a gun out. Pulling a gun out is not assault. Assault is what the federal officers should have done to him if they had testosterone. He originally faced two counts of assault on a federal officer, one for each marshal, but the government agreed to drop one charge in exchange for a guilty plea. God, fucking God. The assault charge has no mandatory minimum, but did have a potential maximum of 20 years in prison. After Cook is released from federal prison, he will be on supervised release for 5 years for the child pornography conviction and for 3 years for the assault conviction. I'm telling you, you should have gone in the women's bathroom. Then you could have played the tranny card. You'd have fucking gotten off of this scot-free. Be like, how dare you oppress me as a woman? I have a right as a strong, independent, transsexual woman to look at videos of toddlers in bondage. You totally could have pulled that off.